fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 28th of December. Your prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to have a plan for 2019. Write down your plan. Write down your goals for 2019. Keep them someplace handy, preferably someplace where you'll see them every day, at least once a day, so you can keep those plans in your mind. I think that will help you a lot to achieve those plans and goals if you write them down and have them someplace you can see them. We were hoping that Dr. Leonard Wilbert would call in. Apparently, he has not yet called in. If and when he does, we will have Dr. Wilbert with us, and we will have our year-end summary and talk about health-related matters with Dr. Wilbert. In the meantime, we will have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. This whole technology thing is breathtaking. It's the how rapid things are changing, and changing even from the things I'm reading, even changing young people's brains. Apparently, your brain synapses forms new pathways if you start using these electronic devices more than a certain amount of time every day. That's probably not a good thing. I know my daughter has twins that are 12 years old, and I know she limits them how much time they exposure they have on these screens and devices, computers, so forth. And that's what all moms and dads should be doing, is limiting the time that children spend staring at these various screens and devices and so forth. I heard recently that colleges are starting to offer scholarships in the game for gaming. Men, young men and women, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, who want to compete in computer games. And they're offering scholarships in it. That sounds pretty strange to me, but who am I to say? It's the modern age, right? So I think we need to be aware of the technology. We need to keep it in its place, make proper use of it. I have the advantage of hindsight. I recall when Cable TV, satellite TV was brand new back in the mid-1970s. I don't know exactly when, really the mid-1970s. So the job back then was the following. How do you convince people to pay money to watch something they've been doing for free since they were children? How do you do that? Well, this is how they did it. They said the marketing people, in fact, a friend of my wife, she was doing marketing for cable TV back then. You can watch movies with no commercials. That's how they were selling cable TV back then when it first came out, cable TV, satellite TV. You can watch TV with no commercials. Now, of course, people have cable TV, and there is commercials, and if they want movies that have no commercials, they have to pay even more money for a premium channel. I find that a bit ironic. I don't know about you. But paying money to watch television is something I don't like to do. And if it's there, if I get a hotel room, and there's cable TV, I'll have on Fox News and watch it. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Now, for me to have cable TV would be $40 a month. That sounds like $480 a year to me. That's a lot of ammunition. That's a pretty nice pistol. And everything I want to watch, I can watch if I have internet access. Having internet access is not optional for me. I use it in my business. I use it to stay in touch with friends and family. It is not optional. I have to have internet. I don't have to have cable TV. No, I don't. And for $40 a month, I can make good use of that $40 a month, $480 a year. As I said a moment ago, that's a lot of ammunition. If you're talking 22 caliber ammunition or even 45 caliber, it's still a lot of ammunition. Or it's one really nice pistol or a couple of 10-22s for the grandkids, whatever it might be. I can make better use of that $480 a month than having cable TV. It's kind of ironic. I had a real estate business, a residential rental business back in the early to mid-1980s. When I closed out the business, I had 57 rental units. I found it kind of ironic back then, and it's thinking back on it, it's still ironic. Here I was, a young businessman, owning all these homes. Most of them were single-family homes, by the way. And I would go around and collect the rent, and pretty much without exception, I had maybe 8 or 10 renters who were Section 8. They had government subsidy for their rent. Without exception, as my recollection, all my tenants who were drawing public assistance, either welfare or Section 8 housing, they all had cable TV, but me, the guy who owned all these homes and apartments, I did not have cable TV. I thought that was kind of ironic. And also, at the same time, I was just looking at an article this morning about these basic guaranteed incomes are doing experiments around the country and around the world. At the same time, my tenants who would be late on rent, they say, "John, I don't have it this week. I'll have it next week." I'd be in their kitchen. They were telling me their whatever excuse there was why they didn't have the rent. And there would be tobacco products on the table. There would be alcohol products in the refrigerator. And there would be cable TV. And they're late on the rent. I thought that was rather ironic also. But that just shows people's priorities. That shows people's priorities that they will not go without the alcohol products. They will not go without the tobacco products. They will not go without the cable TV, but they will be late on the rent. That's human nature. You learn. I'd been a criminal defense investigator for quite a few years before I became a landlord. I thought I knew something about human nature before I became a landlord, but it showed me another new aspect to human behavior that I was not aware of when I became a landlord. How incredibly destructive people can be. How incredibly destructive dogs and cats can be. How incredibly destructive small children can be. And it's an education. It's a learning curve like any other business. There's things you have to learn. And I did learn a lot. I've thought about going back in that business. It's something I've been considering, getting back in that business. It can be a good business. It can be. And since I made all the mistakes, I hopefully could avoid making the same mistakes again that were made back there 30-something years ago, more than 30 years ago. That's how a person learns, by making mistakes. Hopefully the mistakes won't be too critical or too harmful or too painful. As I sometimes say, pain is a great educator. Pain will educate you. Pain will get your attention. Pain will cause you not to repeat the same behavior. Hopefully. Some people don't get it very quickly. And of course, being a criminal defense investigator, I've met a lot of men and women over the years who didn't get it very quickly. They just keep repeating the same mistake over and over again in their chosen lifestyle of living a life of crime. Very sad situation, but that's the way we have probably several million men and women in the United States who've chosen that for a lifestyle, a life of crime, stealing from people, selling illegal substances, and so forth. Very sad situation, but that's also part of human behavior that's always been with us and always will be with us, unfortunately. There are things that can be done to mitigate that, to protect your own property from criminals, to change things that need to be changed. It's kind of ironic that a common plant that was grown and harvested by many of the founding fathers, a plant called hemp, was made illegal about a century ago. Illegal for a number of reasons, mostly the competition it provided to vested interests, especially the petroleum industry. My information is that because hemp is probably the most efficient plant to make alcohol from, that's the main reason that the Rockefeller money went behind passing the anti-hemp laws, usually called anti-marijuana laws. Back in the 1930s, 1920s, if a few college students or some jazz musicians were getting stoned on hemp, smoking marijuana, hemp and marijuana are basically the same thing, by the way. There's different farms of hemp. Some have more of the chemical that causes people to be intoxicated with that product, I guess you could say, and some have less. But who really cared if a few college students or a few jazz musicians were getting stoned smoking the substance? It was not a national crisis. What was cared about was competition for gasoline owned by the Rockefeller Standard Oil Company. I think that's the main reason that hemp was made illegal, was to stop that competition. Hemp is a wonderful plant. Blue jeans made from hemp fabric will last for probably 20 years. Paper made from hemp is excellent paper. The medicinal uses are becoming more well known. Hemp oil is something that will help many people get relief from many different chronic issues that they have to deal with. We got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Thanks again for letting me speak. I want to ask a question, and I don't really expect an answer, and then I'll make some more points. I mean, you can answer it if you'd like. What's the difference between human nature and the nature of man? That's a question that has always been in my mind.
I just off the cuff, I would say they're synonyms myself, but there may be somebody who feels differently about that, but I would regard them as synonyms.
Okay, well, here's the answer, and I've done some investigation on it, and then I want to ask one more. I look at the Bible. The word human is not in the Bible at all, ever. The word man is in the Bible over 3,000 times. And if you look, if you will Google or go to any history book and type in Hugh Godarn, you'll get an image.
Put what in there? I didn't hear that. Put what in the search box?
Hugh, H-U, comma, small G-O-D, God. And then get an image of it. And you'll see who Hugh is and why mankind, after the fall, was considered human. Well, we're not human, John. If we're redeemed, we're a new creature. We're men and women and children of God. We're not human beings anymore. We're not existing to serve you. That's the other master. But that's not why I called. That's just an aside. The other thing is, you know, we look at programming. We look at computer programs. We look at television and radio and entertainment and movies. What is a program, John? Like I've said so many times before, words have meanings. And we enter into an agreement when we use words without thinking. You don't like that program on television? Turn the channel. We have a program just for John Moore or just for John in Tennessee. And it can be a liberal radio program. It can be a conservative radio program. It can be any kind of programming you want. And then consider the fact that we have been programmed all our lives. And when we wake up, when we read a book like my friend Ralph, who I talk to probably four times a week, Epperson, and we...
How is Ralph doing? I haven't talked to him for quite a while.
Ralph is doing well. He's 80 years old. He's doing well. he's Ralph. He's constantly researching and very busy.
What's his current? I've interviewed Ralph on this show several times. It's been a number of years.
His current DVD has basically exposed Darwin for the fraud that he is. I mean, we know that, but he's got it. If you know Ralph, you know that he does nothing, that he does not.
Well, he's a real deal. He's a bona fide historian. Now,
historian.
I believe Darwin repudiated his theory of evolution before he died, not long before he died, didn't he?
That's an aside. I don't want to get off the point of.
Okay, no, that's fine. We can do that later.
It's very important. It's very important that we use words and understand that there is an intent, there is a plan, there is a conspiracy to destroy, just like in the days of Noah. There's a intent and a conspiracy to destroy the makeup, the genetics of man, not human. Human beings are already corrupted and on their way to where the devil wants to take them. But he wants to destroy man. And there's a group out that is high-level elites. It's called Humanity Plus, where they're actually talking about genetically modifying the human genome to become, get this, John, to upload the human mind and gain eternal life through leaving the mortal body, to have this, not a synchronicity, but what do they call it? There's a name.
Immortality. But I haven't read.
They're trying.
Have you studied up on that, John? I understand that there's people in Silicon Valley or someplace like that that are actually actively pursuing that. Are you aware of that?
In Washington D.C. too. Yes, I am, and it's the real deal. Now, what we've got to understand is we can, because we're awake, and if we know this is going on. I mean, you're an investigator. You're playing the Rockford Files music, which I love, but we need to really look into and not be so quick. There's people that are listening now that are thinking John in Tennessee is a crackpot. He's a nut. But we need
we can't control what people think. You want to hold on through the break here, John?
Sure.
Hold on through the break. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm often got to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the last live show of the year. We will have archives Monday and Tuesday, be back live next Wednesday, the 2nd of January, 2019. My website's back up and running, not 100%, but pretty close. My website, thelibertyman.com. I still have openings, interviewing people for Marketing John Moore. These are paid part-time positions for Marketing John Moore for speaking engagements. Contact me. My phone number is at my website at thelibertyman.com, and I believe my email address is there as well. John Tennessee, no, I don't think you're crazy at all. I think you're a thoughtful man who's looking into some rather esoteric things that most people aren't aware even exist, John, and I thank you for doing so and sharing your information with us.
And I appreciate that. For 34 years, okay, since 1984, transhumanism and technocracy have been going on since the early turn of the 20th century, 1920s, 23, through the Fitter families, through the eugenics movement in Cold Springs Harbor, New York. But let me tell you about Humanity Plus real quickly. Okay, you can go to the website. It's humanity, humanityplus.org. And on their homepage, Humanity Plus, what we do, I'll read a couple paragraphs very quickly, if you'll allow me.
Sure.
It says, what does it mean? What does it mean to be human in a technologically enhanced world? Humanity Plus is a 501c3 international nonprofit membership organization that advocates the ethical use of technology, such as artificial intelligence, to expand human capacities. In other words, we want people to be better than well. This is the goal of transhumanism. Okay, now you go down, and I'll jump into the middle of another one. These technologies are referred to as emerging and speculative and include artificial intelligence, nanotechnology, nanomedicine, biotech, genetic engineering, stem cell cloning, and transgenesis. Get that? Transgenesis. For example, other technologies that could extend and expand human capabilities outside physiology include artificial intelligence, artificial general intelligence, robotics, and brain-computer integration, which form the domain of bionics uploading and could be used for developing, listen, whole-body prosthetics.
Okay, I've got that website in here. We lose people when we start reading things like this.
Well, John, I'm just thinking, John, but, this is something, and I won't read anymore, but this is something that we're watching. When we go to the doctor and we get an injection and we get a vaccine, if you will read section 13.1 of the vaccine insert or the medical insert on any medicine that's allopathic, it will tell you not tested for
why would I do that? I'm not going to get any vaccine ever. I don't care what it says.
The last one I got was the swine flu in 1976 when my friend died. I said, that's enough for me.
Well, you dodged the bullet on that. I almost got that same. Lots of people died, and a lot of people are still sick from that. John, we got another. I do appreciate the call. We got a bottom of the hour break.
One more thing, quickly. In the military, when I got off the bus in San Antonio, that drill instructor, that technical instructor said, you belong to me. We signed our life over to the government to be medical experiments, to be beta tested on all of this garbage that they admit that they're doing now, and they're painting the lips of the pig, telling you it's good for you. It's time for people to wake up.
It is.
Thank you for letting me do this.
Thank you for the call, John. We got our caller here, Patrick in the UK. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, hi, John. I'm speaking to you for a while. What you're talking about with the television channels and cable TV, I just wondered whether you and your listeners know that here in England, we are still caught up in a very, very old-fashioned, anachronistic thing of having to have a television license in order to
a television license.
You have to pay for here in England and Scotland and all the UK. You have to have a television license paid for. It's about £165 per year in order to watch television, and we've always had that. And what's frustrating about it is that the license fee goes and funds the BBC, which is very I call it the biased broadcasting company, basically. It's very pro-European. You don't get accurate news reporting on it. And because what's frustrating is 100 channels I could watch on cable and Freeview and things like that. But because 4 of the channels that are available on that or the BBC, even if I don't watch or want to watch the 4 BBC ones, I still legally have to have a television license to watch the other 96.
This is interesting. Hold on through the break here, Patrick. We'll continue this after the break.
Yeah, sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 28th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. Back up and running, new, improved, more work to be done on it, but pretty much back. We're about 75% complete. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, is diligently working on getting everything squared away at my website at thelibertyman.com, including all the images of continents with different coastlines is back up for you to look at. It's an amazing collection of what's been going on now for about 60 years. How about that? Going back to the late 1950s. If you find an image yourself, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my six DVDs as a thank you. Also, my website, of course, the energy cleaner for sale. Right now, we don't have the mattress pads back up and listed for sale. So if you want an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, just contact me directly. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com, including my telephone number. We got Patrick from the UK on hold here. Patrick, now here in the States, you've got your choice of broadcast TV to watch for free, or cable satellite TV that you have to pay money for. Do you have that option in the UK where there's broadcast television you can watch for free?
Well, yes, there is broadcast stuff, but you can't watch it for free. You have to have a license, even though it's not the BBC. Anything that is broadcast that can be received on a television set or received live from any television channels, even on a computer, you have to have a license. So even if I pay for cable TV and I never ever watch the BBC channels, I still have to have a license as a principle, and that's always been the case since the 1950s, and it's very anachronistic, old-fashioned, and they actually do come around and check every address. You can be harassed at the door by a private-for-profit corporation that actually collects the money on behalf of the BBC, and if you don't have a license, even if you don't need one, they will still come around and they will write you, and they'll bang, go on about the law, and you could be put in prison and stuff like that. And there are women who often get caught who just let them in, who go to prison for 2 weeks for watching television. It doesn't matter if you're watching, UK Gold, which is funded by TV adverts. You still have to have a license, whether it's... So you have to... In other words, you pay for the cable service. Particularly, you need to do that if you're in an area where you haven't got signal. And then right. You have to pay about £165 a year for a license. You see, the BBC has no adverts. It's funded by the state. It's a state owned, and it hasn't. So just to fund the BBC, even though there's 100 channels or more that you could watch other than the BBC, you still have to have a license to watch those channels, even though you might never watch the BBC in all your life. Crazy, isn't it?
Well, let me get some clarification here. So a person can purchase the television equipment, take it home, and it would receive these broadcast television but it's not okay to receive that unless you're paying money to the government.
Correct. I mean, there's people that do it, that just ignore it, and they know the law. They know that you don't have to let the authorities into the house. But most people don't know that. And most people will buy a license because we're pretty law-abiding, but they come round and they harass you at the door. They say, we know, come on, we know you've got a television set. Some people get a black and white TV license only, and which costs a fraction, and they come round. They actually want to come in and see the set. They actually want to come in your house and see that you don't have to let them in. This goes back to 1950. You search it out on the internet, TV license, UK. You go to YouTube, you'll find videos of people being recording of TV license goons, as they call them, coming to their front door and harassing them. And it's just insane how this system is still allowed to carry on. You see, the BBC needs funding. You see, you're allowed to listen to BBC radio channels for free, obviously, but they get their funding. So rather than get their funding from the taxpayer general, they get it from the TV license. And, you know, they've broken their... It's believed that they've broken their charter many times.
Well, okay, that's interesting. Let's do a topic change here. You're in the United Kingdom. Is it? Are you in England or Scotland or Ireland?
England.
You're in England, okay. A lot of controversy about the Brexit, leaving the European Union. Is that going to happen, Patrick, in your opinion? Is that actually going to happen?
Well, we're very much at the crossroads, and there's a lot of people that are very unhappy about how the government is trying to fudge it. You see, they said that the referendum in 2016 was only advisory, but they sent round a booklet to every house, and it says very clearly in it, this is a once-in-lifetime decision, you decide, and we the government will implement what you decide. Now, in my belief, there is legal, you know, the offer of a contract there, and we all took it. Most people took it to leave the European Union entirely, and what they're trying to do is to fudge it so we still sort of stay locked, sort of semi-in. So we leave it in name only, but we're still tied to the single market, and they're doing everything possible to frustrate the matter, and our politicians simply... There's going to be a vote in Parliament early in January as to whether Theresa May's deal, which is a fudged deal, in my opinion, is going to be approved or not, where we still have to pay £39 billion as a leaving fee, but the pundits say it's really going to be close to 60 billion. And then we're locked in with this backstop, as they call it, because of the Northern Ireland problem. We stay locked in the customs union, and we cannot leave and negotiate other trade deals until we're out of that. And we're locked in such a way that we can only leave if the European Union says we can leave that. So it's a bit like Hotel California. You can check out any time you want, but you can never leave. And they're going to, the French are going to be difficult with us over fishing. They're going to be, the Spanish are going to be difficult with us over Gibraltar. But with a bit of luck, this whole thing is going to collapse anyway. And I think they're going to do whatever they can to keep it propped up, because the European Union was such an important step to the globalists, the people behind the scenes, to build their global government. You know, and the TTIP is falling apart. I think there's two things that the experts didn't count on. Number one, the Donald's winning in America. And number two, they didn't expect, the government, conservatives of David Cameron, didn't expect to lose their referendum. They thought they were going to win that. I mean, we were going to vote to stay in. It was an absolute shock to the system that we voted to come out. Now, they need to deliver that. Now, we're at this crossroads. No one really knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's enshrined in law that we leave on the 29th of March. But how we leave, no one knows. And there's a lot of people that are very, very unhappy with the current state of affairs. So that's how it is at the moment.
Right, right. Well, Patrick, would it be an accurate thing to say that there's been no central government authority over Europe since the collapse of the Roman Empire?
Well, there's lots of organizations that have wanted to take power. I mean, obviously, when the Romans...
The last successful one was the Roman Empire. Is that accurate?
Well, funny, yes, but there was, following that, the Holy Roman Empire, where the papacy reigned supreme, and the kings of Europe had to make obeisance. They had to take their authority and their guide from the papacy. So the Roman Empire collapsed. The papacy then rose to power around about, you know, 6 BC onwards and survived for about 1,000 years until the Reformation. We must remember that the Vatican and the papacy is a political organization. It's not just a spiritual. So the Vatican reigned until the Reformation broke that, and I believe that was fulfilled in scriptural prophecy.
There we go. That's true. I hadn't thought about that part of it, but that's very true. Absolutely.
I don't want to upset any individual Catholic, but that's the history of the papacy. And interesting enough that the papacy has always wanted the United States of Europe. Interesting. But it's not going to happen. With a bit of luck, there's so many problems with the sudden countries of Italy, the debt problem, the whole thing will collapse. So we'll just have to watch and see what happens. And
I know you know, when you say the whole thing, you're talking about the European Union will collapse. Is that what you're saying here, sir?
Well, with a bit of luck, yes. It will probably start with the euro first, because the euro is in great crisis, quite frankly, because of the debt problem within the southern nations of Italy, and Italy is very heavily into borrowed with France.
Well, Greece and Italy both, and that's been a decades-old problem. I know that the provinces of northern Italy have been wanting to separate from the provinces of southern Italy because the northern provinces people regard the southern provinces as lazy people that don't want to work, where the productive people of the northern provinces are highly productive and don't want to support the lazy people that don't want to work in the southern part of Italy.
Yeah, it's right. And it's also in Spain as well, Catalonia, the productive part of Spain, northern Barcelona and all around there, want to separate from the rest of Spain. And there's separatist movements, you know, in many of the countries. I mean, the Bavarians in Germany don't get on with people in the northern part of Germany. And Austria, and we're all, the nations of Europe are so diverse. You see, federalization could always work with America, because more or less the 13 states, everyone in America is drawn from more or less from Northern European British ancestry, you know. Right. And so the cultures are more or less the same. Yes, there's differences. Federalization could always work with America, and that was always going to work. But how can you take the nations of Europe, which are so utterly diverse culturally, not just language, but culturally and mentally as well, forging together and say that we're one super state like the United States of America? It's impossible. How can that ever work?
Well, I don't know if we got time for that conversation, but I'm not sure it's really a good idea, you know, at the get-go.
Yeah.
They are diverse. Yeah, well, the prime, I don't know if they call him prime minister or the president, but the leader of Hungary recently said, we don't want any more Muslims in here. We don't want diversity. Did you hear that?
Yes, Erdogan, I think. No, Erdogan, I can't remember. No, that's Turkey. I can't remember the name of them. Yes, you're right. They are very much against taking their share of migrants, and as a result, the European Union have declared war on them, basically, taking sanctions against Hungary for having for that.
Well, it's not attitude. Just Hungary. It's also the Czech Republic. It's Slovenia. It's Poland. I find it ironic that the former East European communist countries are the most resistant to the Muslims coming in. Don't you find that a bit ironic?
It is. And of course, funny enough, Germany obviously includes the old East Germany, but nonetheless, Merkel has. I mean, Germany has taken so many migrants that the whole country is really sort of just changing, really, and Sweden and parts of Scandinavia. But no, it's carrying on. The boat's still trying to cross the channel to get to England now because our benefit scheme is looked on upon as being so generous. I mean, we're just an island. We're just the same size of... we're probably no bigger than the state of Pennsylvania or one of them. You know, we've got, I think, 65, 70 million people here now.
Right.
We can't take any more. But it's, you know, a goal of the globalists of the New World Order that we are to be in one super state. We'll always be blended together and mixed up, you know, and blended together and dumbed down and to be kept poor under, you know, a powerful socialist type of system. That is the agenda. And then the goal was to merge it with the North American Union through TPIP, but that fell apart. But they're still trying to keep it together.
They are. They
still
are
trying to keep it together.
Well, Patrick, yeah, don't be a stranger. If you want to, anytime we got open lines, you're certainly welcome to call in, sir.
Yeah.
Give us some updates.
I'll do what I can.
Okay.
Have you got a few more callers there? Have a happy new year. All right.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you for the call. That's Patrick in the UK. He's
been
a regular caller off and on in the past, and we always encourage him to call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, the John Moore Show is truly international. I have a lot of listeners in Australia. Let's see. For all you folks who believe the Earth is flat in eastern Australia right now, it is 1:47 a.m. How about that? In Karachi, Pakistan right now, it is 8:47 p.m. How about that? If the world was flat, obviously it couldn't be the middle of the night in one place and noon someplace else. How would that be possible if the world was flat? I'm shocked and amazed at the people who have fallen into that trap of believing the earth is flat. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. One couple I was talking to, and they were talking about the Antarctic, and I said, well, if that was true, then all the charts that the pilots would have two sets of charts, one, the make-believe charts showing the world was round, and the real charts showed it was flat, and they agreed with me that would have to be true. So I said, then all the tens of thousands of pilots in every country in the world, general aviation, commercial aviation, and military aviation would all have to be in on it as part of the conspiracy to keep the general public from knowing that the world is actually flat. And they agreed that would be true. All these tens of thousands of pilots worldwide would have to be part of the conspiracy. It's a very bizarre way to look at the world, to say the least. We had a flat earth promoter attempted to talk on this show. I think it's been about 2 or 3 years ago. I gave him his 3 to 5 minutes, and I told my engineer, no more. We're not having any more people coming on the John Moore Show attempting to defend flat earth. I was talking to Dr. Wilbert just a couple of nights ago. I said, Doc, I worked with a construction company back in the late 70s. We were building AT&T microwave towers down in Arkansas. And the company I was with was doing the concrete foundations for those. But we had to build one every 12 to 15 miles. because these microwaves are just like a rifle. They shoot straight ahead, like a laser, straight ahead. They can't go any curves or around corners. And because of the curvature of the Earth, we had to have a microwave tower every 12 to 15 miles. We got a caller on hold here. We got Hendricks in Mississippi. Hendricks, how you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning and Happy New Year. Real quick, to echo what Patrick was telling you about in England,
yes,
the
sir.
Same situation is in Italy, where you had to have a license to listen to the radio and or to watch TV.
No kidding.
You had to get that same license. And the only reason I know that is from being stationed there. And we were exempt only because we were part of the armed forces, but otherwise you had to get that and pay for it.
Amazing.
Just like in England. So
amazing.
Anyway, just want to pass that on.
I appreciate that, Hendrick. Thank you, sir.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. This is our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the last live show of the year. We'll have archives playing Monday. We'll have archives playing Tuesday. We'll be back live the 2nd of January, 2019. It's fun doing radio. It's the most personal form of communication, mass communication that there is. You get to know me. I get to know you. We're like a big family. You learn from me. I learn from you. We all learn together. We all help each other. And when I started talk radio back in 1995, I had no idea that I would be doing it this far into the future. I knew I wanted to help people. I had no idea I would actually be saving people's lives, which has happened. My friend Steve Whitman gives me credit for saving his life along with the energy cleaner. I've had listeners that have sold their homes and bought new homes in the Arkansas, Missouri Ozarks because of listening to my show. It's very humbling to know the impact, the positive impact that I'm having on people's lives and will continue to. I have no plans to give up talk radio anytime soon. It's fun. It's rewarding. I look forward to it every day, and I know many of you look forward to it every day. It's a bright spot in my day to take 2 hours a day to talk to all you folks and learn from you as you learn from me. Tim Spencer is uploading 600 free articles at my website over the weekend. It's time-consuming. It may take more longer than that. He's shutting down ruralsurvival.info, transferring all those 600-plus articles onto my website as free downloads, mostly regarding anything and everything to do with hobby farms, which I talk about a lot, hobby farms, which includes animal husbandry, growing fruits and vegetables, doing maintenance around the farm, around the hobby farm, all those things. So we'll have a lot more content at thelibertyman.com over the next days and weeks. I got a note from Tim that my section on mattress pads was fixed. I checked a moment ago. It doesn't appear to be, but we'll go back and forth until it's done right. In the meantime, we have energy cleaners for sale. If you want an energy cleaner and a mattress pad over the weekend, just give me a call. My telephone number is at the top left-hand corner of my website at thelibertyman.com. Of course, our first show of the year will be Wednesday with Professor McCanny, first hour, and my friend Jeff Nyquist, the second hour. You're going to get the new year off to a great start. Remember the prepper tip of the day. Write down your plans for 2019, your plans and goals for 2019. Write them down, big, bold letters. Post them on the wall where you can see them every day. That will help you achieve these goals. I've done this in the past myself, and it's helpful for me. I hope it's helpful for you to have your major goals written down, ink on paper. You may have a due date. Maybe it would be December 31st, 2019. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. That's it for the year. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day, a safe New Year's Eve. We'll see you next year, and God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You approve firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.